Om namo bhagavat, om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter number 2, divinity and devotional service, text number 8.
Dharmaksvanushtita pungsang vishvakshena kathasuyah notpada yad yadi ratin shram evahi kevalam.
The occupational duties a man performs. According to his own position, are only so much useless labor if they do not provoke attraction for the message of the personality of Godhead. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. There are different occupational activities in terms of man's different conceptions of life. To the gross materialist who cannot see anything beyond the gross material body, there is nothing beyond the senses. Therefore, his occupational activities are limited to concentrated and extended selfishness. Concentrated selfishness centers around the personal body. This is generally seen amongst the lower animals. Extended selfishness is manifested in human society. And centers around the family, society, community, nation, and world. With a view to gross bodily comfort. Above these gross materialists are the mental speculators who hover aloft in the mental spheres. And their occupational duties involve making poetry and philosophy. Or propagating some ism with the same aim of selfishness Limited to the body and the mind. But above the body and the mind is the dormant spirit soul. Whose absence from the body makes the whole range of bodily and mental selfishness completely null and void. But less intelligent people have no information of the needs of the spirit soul. Because foolish people have no information of the soul and how it is beyond the purview of the body and mind. They are not satisfied in the performance of their occupational duties. The question of the satisfaction of the self is raised herein. The self is beyond the gross body. And subtle mind. He is the potent active principle. Of the body and mind. Without knowing the need of the dormant soul, one cannot be happy. Simply with emolument of the body and mind. That means gratification. Emolument means like gratification. The body and mind are but superfluous outer coverings of the spirit soul. The spirit soul's needs must be fulfilled. Simply by cleansing the cage of the bird, one does not satisfy the bird. One must actually know the needs of the bird himself. The need of the spirit soul is that he wants to get out of the limited sphere of material bondage. And fulfill his desire for complete freedom. He wants to get out of the covered walls of the greater universe. He wants to see the free light and the spirit. That complete freedom is achieved when he meets the complete spirit the personality of Godhead. There is a dormant affection for God within everyone. Spiritual existence is manifested through the gross body and mind. In the form of perverted activities for gross and subtle matter. Therefore, we have to engage ourselves in occupational engagements
that will evoke our divine consciousness. This is possible only by hearing and chanting the divine activities of the Supreme Lord. In any occupational duty which does not help one to achieve attachment for hearing and chanting, the transcendental message of Godhead, is said herein to be simply a waste of time. This is because other occupational duties, whatever ism they belong to, cannot give liberation to the soul. Even the activities of the salvationists, the Mayavadis, the one who wants to merge, they want monism, the monists. Are considered to be useless. Because of their failure to pick up the fountainhead of all liberties. Fountainhead means the original source of all types of liberation. The gross materialist can practically see that his material gain is limited. Only to time and space. Either in this world or in the other. Even if he goes up to Svargaloka, he will find no permanent abode for his hankering soul. The hankering soul must be satisfied by the perfect scientific process of perfect devotional service. Om Jnana Timaranda Shaganandana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupaka Dhamai Ham Dadati Svapadantikam. So this is very, very wonderful knowledge to free us from all varieties of anxieties. Is it not a fact that we are suffering from so many anxieties? There are many different varieties of anxieties. Just like there is pain in the body, and there is an agitated mind, these sorts of miseries are called adi atmic miseries. And then there are miseries caused by other living beings. Just like some mosquito, he may come to bite me.
What about terrorists?
Or some terrorist, he may come
and cut my throat. So these are called Adi Bhautik miseries. Adi Bhautik. And then the third type of misery, it is called Adi Daivik miseries. These are miseries caused by the demigods in the heavenly planets who control nature. Just like here in Tartu, you have a very, very cold winter. That is called Adi Daivik misery. In Texas, we have very, very hot summer. So that is also Adi Daivik misery. So we are being tortured by all these miseries of material existence. And the only way to get out of these miseries is to take to the path of Krishna Bhakti. But here in this world, we find that we have so many activities we are doing. You might be a college student studying hard to make good grades. Or you might be a worker in some company working hard to keep your job. So you can have some money to pay your bills. Or you may be a retired person and have so many problems with your health. Because your body is now old. Actually, the whole thing is a plot of the material society. They send you off to school cracking the whip. Go to school. And in school they teach you how to become a very good worker. And they work you very hard, cracking the whip. And they work you year after year after year after year. Until finally you're so worn out that you cannot work anymore. And practically you're going to die very soon. And they say, okay, now you can retire. And that's our whole life. What kind of life is that? You simply work hard so you can get old and die. What's the point? You study hard to learn how to work hard for the purpose of getting sick, getting old, and dying. Is that a very happy life? Is it a very happy life? No, it's a very miserable life. But the question is, who would like to have a miserable life? Would anybody in this room want to have a miserable life? So why are you taking a miserable life? You could be unlimitedly happy. So why are you thinking I have to work hard, I have to study hard so I can work hard to die? What, why are you doing only that in your life? Why are you not thinking of spiritual enlightenment? Waking up from the sleep of material consciousness. Coming to the liberated platform, Krishna consciousness. This is the challenge of our great acharyas to us. So in this particular verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is being very nicely explained that whatever duties we may be doing, if we're not doing them in such a way that we're awakening the love of God within our hearts, then it is simply a waste of time. Shama eva hi kevalam. The occupational duties we perform are useless labor if they do not provoke attraction for the message of the personality of Godhead. So that means whatever occupational duty you're doing now, you have to do it in such a way that your Krishna consciousness is being awakened. Otherwise it is simply a waste of time. Whether you're going to school, whether you're working, and whether you're simply keeping house, these activities must be done in such a way that your Krishna consciousness is being awakened. Otherwise, you're simply cutting your own throat. Would anyone want to cut their own throat? Only a crazy fool would want to commit suicide. Therefore, we can understand the entire modern day society are simply crazy fools. Because they are all committing suicide by not taking to this pathway to develop an attraction for the message of the personality of Godhead. So the question is, how will we awaken that attraction within our hearts for the message of Krishna? That is very, very important. How will we do that? We will do that by taking to the pathway of Krishna consciousness. According to the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is teaching us how to live our lives in such a way that everything will become perfect. We will develop a taste for hearing and chanting the glories of Krishna.
Krishna
One may ask, well, why should I want to develop an attraction for hearing about Krishna? I can be attracted to so many subject matters. Just like I'm very attracted when someone glorifies me. Why not be attracted to hearing my own glories? If someone tells me, oh, you're very beautiful, you're very intelligent, you have so many wonderful qualities, then I'm very attracted to hear that glorification of me. Why should I want to hear the glorification of Krishna? Who is Krishna? That I should be interested to hear his glories. Why not the glories of some rock star? Or some politician? Or some movie star? Why not hear their glories? Why are you bringing this person Krishna?
So,
people may object. I don't want to hear about your Krishna. I want to hear about who's going to win the ball game today. That's all I care about. So why, the question is then, why do we want to hear about Krishna? Did Prabhupada trick us into hearing about some mythological figure? People may wonder, why are you doing this? Well, actually, we have very good reasons for doing this. The fact is that Krishna can be scientifically understood as the original source of all that exists. As we were discussing yesterday in the lecture at the university, we can, in fact, scientifically understand how Krishna is the Supreme Lord. And how it is by his mercy that everything is coming. And we can understand why it is that we exist at all. Why Krishna is manifesting us from himself at this very instant. Krishna is manifesting us simply for one purpose and one purpose only. He wants our love. Each and every one of you have a unique quality or a unique characteristic with which you can satisfy Krishna in a certain way that only you can do. That's why you exist as an individual. There's nobody else like you. You're a totally unique living being. So Krishna wants to have a particular type of loving relationship that only you can give him. That is why you exist. Just as the fish cannot be satisfied unless he is in the water, similarly, you, the living being, will not be happy unless you give Krishna that love, your love, that he desires. Sometimes we may feel that I'm chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, but I don't feel the love in my heart. I don't feel the taste for chanting his name. So we may wonder, what is wrong? Is there something wrong with me? Is there something wrong with the process? What's going wrong here? The answer is that there is nothing wrong with the process. Simply it takes time, we have to be patient. We have been in a diseased condition for millions of lifetimes. Therefore, to become cured overnight is practically speaking impossible. Of course, in rare cases, it can happen. But as a general rule, we have to expect that we will invest an entire lifetime in this process of awakening our dormant Krishna consciousness. To get the desired result. So we can open up the discussion now. If there's some questions, we'll try to answer them. Does anyone have any questions?
In a temple, for example, as equal, or is it natural that we like some things more than others?
This is a very nice question. We will let Ranga Devi translate. A very nice question. She's asked this question: are all services equal in the temple, or is some, can we like some more than others? Is that alright to like some more than others?
Is it natural that we like something?
Is it natural that we'll like some more than?
Yes, or should we?
Or should we feel they're all the same?
Feel it,
like the same.
Actually, every single service is equal. But it is natural because we all have certain talents and abilities and inclinations. It is quite natural that you will like some services more than you do others. But with intelligence based on proper philosophical understanding, you should not allow yourself to be you should not allow yourself to be blinded by your likes and your dislikes. In fact, you should be very happy when in doing things you don't like to do. Because by learning how to like things that you don't like, in Krishna's service, this will very quickly advance you on the path of pure bhakti.
See väga kiiresti viib meid puhta bhaktini.
If I only agree to do things I like to do for Krishna, I will never attain pure devotional service. I will remain in material consciousness. And I will have to take birth again also. But if I'm willing to do anything and everything to please my spiritual master, to please the Vaishnavas, to obey the instructions given in the scriptures, even if I don't like it, Krishna will bestow all blessings upon me for my very, very rapid advancement back to home, back to Godhead. Therefore, even though we have our likes and dislikes, and that's natural, you have to train yourself how to do anything for Krishna. With great enthusiasm. In fact, Srila Prabhupada said, do the needful. In other words, but you should be willing to do whatever needs to be done. That is what you should see. What needs to be done, so let me do that. Not that, oh, I don't like that, I won't do that, because I don't like it. No, that is material consciousness. Questions more?
But what if someone don't want to do what is needed to do?
That is a golden opportunity for you. But you can do it. Let's say the toilet is dirty. And no one wants to clean the toilet. And you can see, oh, this is a great opportunity. I also do not like to clean the toilet. But now Krishna has blessed me that no one else is cleaning the toilet. So now I get the great opportunity to clean the toilet.
But maybe I don't have time.
Then you have to sleep less.
I sleep less.
Sleep even less.
So I can cope with myself, I think.
Huh?
I think I can cope with myself if I sleep.
What did she say?
I can cope with less sleep.
Is that what? How long is it?
How many hours is it? What did you say?
My sorrow. How come cope with sorrow?
Okay, it's not possible to sleep less because then you cannot maintain the body anymore.
Well, skip then, eat less then. When I was a young brahmachari, I was very keen to study Prabhupada's tapes so I could be a better preacher. But I did not have enough time because my day was very busy. So I decided, okay, I won't eat lunch. I'll just study during lunchtime every day. And I survived. So there's not enough time to clean the toilet. You just skip one meal and you clean the toilet during the mealtime.
Et kui sul ei ole piisavalt aega, et veel selg korrastada, siis lihtsalt jätad selg kord vahele ja selle aja jooksul.
Then you can eat more prasadam at the next meal.
Võid siia rohkem prasadam at järgmine kord.
I already don't eat in the morning, only in
the
middle.
Yeah, you eat anyway.
Oh.
Only in the middle of the day.
So whose duty is it to clean the toilet? So do you have any other duties? Are you doing all your duties very nicely?
Is it
rotating, or just one person has to clean
it? No, it's like divided, flat in different parts. Everybody have one part which one has to do.
No, I'm just saying that not one person should be one. Everybody should learn to clean the toilet because everybody uses it.
Like you said, we should sleep less. But how long will we survive like this? Like if we just sleep less and do everything, then there is like great danger that we fall to sleep during the day and we are the whole day in the sleeping consciousness.
Well, the point is we can't neglect the service. That has to be seen by practical management. But if someone is saying, well, you know, I'm not going to do that service because I'm very busy, then actually the service can be done. That's the point.
Et nagu idee ei ole tegelikult selles, et me peaksime nagu, et me ei peaks üldse magama, vaid idee on selles, et me ei saa
We see that the tendency is that somebody doesn't want to do something and they dream up so many excuses why they can't do it. The fact is if we work very hard we can have plenty of time to sleep and to get all the service done.
Kui me töötame väga kõvasti, siis me...
That's a fact.
Kui me nagu planeerime oma aega õieti ja töötame kõvasti, siis me leiame piisavalt aega kõige jaoks.
The key is one has to be in a service mood, not in an enjoying mood.
Aga võti nagu sellele küsimusele seisab selles, et peab olema teenimismeelealus, aga mitte nautimismeelealus.
We don't want you to neglect your sleep and fall asleep while you're driving or something like that. We want that you should have sufficient rest. But you must give up the enjoying spirit. And always be in the mood of giving service. Then everything will be proper. You'll be well rested, you'll be happy, you'll be enlivened. But if you're in the mood of trying to be the enjoyer, that's an artificial position for the jiva. And it'll be a great struggle how to maintain that artificial position. It will lead to so many interpersonal conflicts. So give up the spirit of being the enjoyer. And always be in the mood of giving service, giving service. If I'm in the mood of taking, I must face so many anxieties. But one who is in the mood of giving, They taste unlimited bliss. So you have to decide. Do you want unlimited bliss? Or do you want one anxiety after another anxiety after another anxiety? Choice is yours. You can follow the pathway of your choice. Pravritti marg or nivritti marg? Your choice. Questions, Mark? Just like Ranga Devi, she's all in a service mood, you see. Serving, serving, serving. So that's why she's so blissful. She's always serving.
Ranga Devi is always in a mood of service.
She's thinking what I can do to make this center a very nice success.
Yeah, get translated. Yes, I'm translating. Yeah, yeah. That the good person might have said that.
So, questions more?
Some questions.
Could I say that? Could it be nago la? Mielialo, nauttimisen mielialoissa, aika kuin mä ytlen ja kordan Hare Krishna. Mä tiedän, että mä tiin Krishna, aika mä nautin sitä. Mä tiedän, että prasadiga mä tiin Krishna, aika samassa mä nautin sitä. Tiega suhteessa mä tiin Krishna, aika mä nautin sitä. Mä ikkäkin nautin sitä.
The question is that you just said that we have to give up the enjoying spirit. But
give up, yes, that's right. Give up the enjoying spirit.
But,
that's right.
When I'm, for example, chanting Hare Krishna or taking prasadam or associating with devotees, in one sense I understand it is a service, but at the same time I'm also enjoying.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so
yes.
Is it enjoying spirit or that is?
No, that's not enjoying spirit.
To
enjoy Krishna. Enjoy Krishna consciousness, that is not enjoying spirit. Enjoying spirit means you want sense gratification. Instead of hearing Krishna's glories, you want to hear your glories. Instead of feeding Krishna nice prasadam, you want to eat some meat. That is called enjoying spirit. Engaging, when you break the regulator principles, also, if you simply become very lazy, even in Krishna consciousness, if you just you simply want to enjoy, you don't want to do what is necessary for the sake of the movement. That is also not a good thing. We have to see what service needs to be done, and we have to do that service. To make this center very nice. We should come here thinking, what service can I do at the temple? Not how can I enjoy this temple. By doing that, your enjoyment will increase 1,000 times. Don't you feel most happy when you're in the mood of giving service? Just like coming all the way to Tallinn to pick Mataji and I up at the boat, that is a service.
Näiteks see, kuidas sa sõitsid terve selle pika maa Tallinnasse, selleks, et korjad, et nagu võtta auto peale, maa teetsid ja mind. See on teenimine.
Do you enjoy that?
Kas sa nautisid seda?
Do you like that? Do you like doing that? Yeah. The reason you enjoy it is because you're in the mood of service. Enjoyment is not bad as long as you are the secondary enjoyer. Krishna is the primary enjoyer. And you are the secondary enjoyer. If you're enjoying giving service to Krishna, then that's very good. But if you're enjoying something which is not pleasing to Krishna, that is very bad. So enjoyment is a good thing. If you, as long as you're a secondary enjoyer and Krishna is pleased with you, then your enjoyment is very nice. What did Prabhupada say? What did Srila Prabhupada say? He said, chant and be happy. Srila Prabhupada is ordering you to chant Hare Krishna, take prasadam and be happy. Srila Prabhupada is ordering you to enjoy. To not be morose. But you have to understand what is the method of enjoyment. Not that you try to enjoy some sense gratification. Questions, Mara?
Iga kord ei saa ma Tallinnas elan. Mm-hmm. Ah, okay. Pärast mul on 70 aastat, on kasu käia või ma ei tea, mis ma pean tegema.
Okay.
Okay,
the question is that they come up to the same point, actually. That if for a person it's not possible to go to the temple so often, indeed there can be different reasons because they are very old and they are very sick and they have too long wait to the temple and it's too much endeavor sometimes to go to the temple every day. What can they do at home?
You make a temple at home. You have a nice altar. You make a nice room or an area that is only for Krishna. You make sure that the kitchen has no meat. No fish. And no eggs. And whatever you eat, you first offer it to Krishna. You may have a one special plate which is only Krishna's plate. Whenever you cook, you put a nice serving of every dish for Lord Krishna on that plate. And then you bring that plate and you set it on the altar. And you bow down and you offer the food to Krishna. You give him some time to enjoy his meal. And then you can take
the whatever is left over and put it back and merge it back into the cooking pots. And only then, after offering it to Krishna, then the whole family can eat. And this way your home will become a temple. Your kitchen will become a spiritual kitchen. And you will be happy at every minute of your day. And you also chant that japa mala. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And you invite the devotees to your homes. They can sometimes come and do a kirtan. Everyone can come to your home and do one kirtan. And that will sanctify the atmosphere in your home. Questions, Mar?
Jumala puoleksi ole pyritä. Ja kun mä nyt langen näiteks madalamalle. Mä oon viimeinen lanke madalamalle tänne ja nyt tämä on siis näiteks looma kehas. Kas vastupidinen prosessi on itse võimalik? Mm-hmm. Kuten sinne itse võimalik on? No,
et loomast ylöspuolelle?
Kas on itse võimalik selline?
Okei. Okay. As I understand, the human form of life is for coming back to Krishna, but if it happens somehow that due to some fall down, the human gets next birth as an animal, is it possible to come back from this animal form again, or how?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye-bye. Yes. The animal. If you're seriously chanting Hare Krishna now, you're trying to achieve perfection. Then, if you follow our regulated principles nicely, you don't eat meat, you don't have illicit sex, you do not take intoxication, you don't gamble, you chant 16 rounds daily in the japa mala, and you take shelter of a bona fide guru. This means you're seriously practicing Krishna consciousness. If you do so in a steady way, then you'll be guaranteed not to take birth as an animal. But even if you did somehow become an animal, you would quickly return to the human form. The key is you have to seriously try to become a pure devotee right now in this lifetime. That's the key. Questions, Mark? That's it.
Is it back to you? And see paneb ju teistmoodi käituma ja väga raske nagu järgida neid printsiipe, eks ole. Et me, kui ma eks olen tööd, siis ma teen ikka seal 16 ja vahest ja nii, et magamiseks jääb paar tundi aegpidest. Kuidas siin üldse sellest nagu üle saada ja kas ma toimin kiirti, et teenimas praegu ma ei tein, mina nagu leian nii, et ma ei tein Krishna, juba siin nagu peremest nagu on teaks. Just sellise tööviisil ja
ta siin tead õige, õige olnud, õige. Kuidas oleks õige, kuidas ma pean talitama.
Okay.
Kas ma pean siis teise töö muretsema, vaatama või siis jääme nagu, no tähendab, kui edasi ma teen seda töö, siis ma praktiliselt ei olegi aega.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, but this material life, it makes us direct, it makes it not so easy to act in the ways that you was just saying all these principles, because, for example, he is working 16 hours and sometimes he has only few hours for sleeping and he really do not have time for chanting and all these things. So
16 hours? Why are you working so many hours?
It's really like the world, he really feels that this society is making slave out of him, that he's not serving Krishna, but he's just serving his boss.
Yeah, the modern day society is very demoniac. What sort of work do you do?
Mis tööd sa teed?
Ja ma olen seal kõiki praegu tuleb teha. Mul on teha auto ühteks ole, aga tuleb kõiki teha seal.
Okei, okay, I do everything. Generally I'm the driver, but there are many things which I have to do.
I see. You're a driver.
I'm a doctor.
Like father, like son.
Ütleb, et aha, et nagu poeg on ise jälgides.
You drive a taxi, a limousine, or what do you drive? A truck?
Millega sa sõidad, kas suure autoga või taksoga või veoautoga?
Ja veoautoga ja kõik ja praegu tegelikult meie sõidautoga ja veoautoga ja kõik otsa tähendab.
Truck and some small car, different. Most different.
Do you watch television?
Seda lähtab vaata.
Ei ole aega. Okay.
Even if I would like, but I just don't have.
No time for television. Well, that's good. Here's the key. Whatever little time you can find by working, by very, very seriously praying to Krishna, my dear Krishna, please bless me that I can find some time to chant your names. You must intensely beg Krishna to help you find some time to chant his name. And when Krishna does give you some time, you should chant with great devotion. And if you do that, whenever Krishna gives you the free time, Krishna will take note. And he will give you more free time for chanting. And gradually in this way, Krishna will mold, will reshape your daily life so that you have enough time to chant 16 rounds. Krishna is the supreme controller. He can easily maintain you even without you having to work a job. The only thing that is required is that you have to become very strongly fixed in the mood of devotion. If he gave you a complete free time right now, you would just try to enjoy your senses. So therefore, he's making you work hard to help you stay sober. But if you will take the whatever little time you have available, and you seriously chant Krishna's names, he will give you more and more free time for chanting. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
And to try the best of me, to just pass this over there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it means that he is just saving me from all these bad things which I should do by this that he doesn't give me the time.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's true. You have no time for bad act, for sinful life. You're so working hard, there's no time for sinful life. That's good. You should become so pure that you that if Krishna gives you 24 hours a day free time, that you can use all those 24 hours strictly in the service of Krishna. If you come to that level of purity, Krishna will give you all the time. Simply a matter of your intense desire to please Krishna. Questions more?
I have, she said that she has only one room flat. And if she makes, as you said, the altar in this one room, she makes one corner.
One corner, yes, that's good.
For mm-hmm. Krishna. Mm-hmm. But in the same room, she has a TV. So,
Don't watch TV.
Can she watch TV at all?
There's no need to watch TV. Just, you can sell it. You can instead of watching TV, you chant mala and you read books.
Boring.
Huh?
It becomes boring if she sells TV.
Ah, but that means you have to learn how to relish the taste of Krishna's name. Krishna's name is so sweet. You can chant Hare Krishna 24 hours a day and it becomes more and more sweet. I will tell you the truth. Your rascal television is boring. When I was a small boy, I grew up watching television. Maybe you and I are around the same age. I don't know. I was born in 1947, and the first television came to the U.S. in about when I was still a little baby in the crib. My parents put a TV. They put a television set by the crib, baby crib. So I was watching the TV even when I was a little baby in the baby crib. But I can tell you, the TV was nothing but boring. I must have watched television for 20 years. But I can tell you, it is simply boring nonsense. If, of course, in Austin we have a TV show, a Hare Krishna TV show, and that is very nice. Television is not a bad thing. But the programming is bad. If we can have Hare Krishna TV, then there is no harm. You can watch TV 24 hours a day. But the problem is the materialistic people, they run the TV shows.
need inimesed, kes need televisiooni saated teevad, need on materialistid.
And all they do is they tell you buy this, buy that, buy this, buy that.
Ja kõik meie nad tegevad on see, et räägivad sulle, et oske seda ja oske teist.
They're simply trying to pick your pocket and take all your money. So don't watch that stupid TV. You read these books. You chant Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
All right.
Video ei, ei, ei. Kui te oleks, siis te saaksid Tallinna templist vaenata videot, seal on Krishna videot igasugused.
No siis see is, et he has this videos and she would borrow some tape from Krishna.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's good. Okay, so anything else?
Some very busy music.
Maybe we can, if there's nothing else, we'll stop here. Any other burning questions that people need to ask? Happy to try to answer them. If someone has a burning question, they have to get an answer for it.
Selleks nagu ja kasvas ja ma nii nerveerin, et las lapsed jäivad ilma
isa.
Kas see on?
She is so nervous, she is already almost sick of being so nervous always because her daughter got divorced and she has two children already and now she's children say stay without the father and she's now worrying so much about this, but what
do you have to make your daughter Krishna conscious?
You see, you have to
make your grandchildren Krishna conscious, your daughter Krishna conscious. That will solve all the problems. This Krishna consciousness will bring all problems will be solved. You give everyone Krishna consciousness. We're very, very sorry to hear that your daughter has a divorce. The whole world is suffering. Translation. Yeah.
She cannot, like, the daughter is not worrying so much. Daughter is quite peaceful, saying if it has to be so, it has to be. But she is so much worrying about the children, and she cannot just see this situation, and now she cannot find any peace because she is already completely sick out of this nervous.
You have to engage. You have to engage the children, and the children live with you.
Kas need lapsed elavad koos sinuga?
Ei, ühes maailmas elan tütarjala piraldi. Tamal on poiss käib juba 10. Klassis, laps see
tütar... Aga ühes maailmas elad?
Jaa, ta käib esimest klassileks. Ja see viike väga nervierib. Ja ta juba käis juba tärstiga lapsega, no laps väga igatseb. Ja mina ei või seda kannutada välja, mul on valus vaatada ja ma ise sellest hakkasin niisugi nerviline, et ma
They are not living in the same flat, but in the same house, but the daughter has different flat.
All right, then you just make the children Krishna conscious, that's all. You become a devotee and make the children devotees and all the problems are solved.
Lahendus oleks selline, kui teist saab pühendunud ja siis te, nagu te ette, oma lastest pühendunud ja lapselastest ja siis need emotsioonid muutuvad tugevamaks ja nad saavad kõigist need asjadest lihtsamalt üle.
Okay, we'll stop here.
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
Me praegu saaks lõpetame sellega sinna.